Hello, everybody. The following is a recorded discussion of the Daily Maxims and More for January 17th, 2011. Today we discussed judgment and decision.
All right. This is for the Maxims sent out 17th of January. We're speaking on the 18th of January, 2011. We've got a little writing here from a book called The Law, The Classic Blueprint for a Free Society by Frederick Bastiat. And it comes from the beginning of the book. Life is a gift from God. We hold from God the gift which includes all others. This gift is life, physical, intellectual, and moral life. But life cannot maintain itself alone. The Creator of life has entrusted us with the responsibility of preserving, developing, and perfecting it. In order that we may accomplish this, He has provided us with a collection of marvelous faculties, and He has put us in the midst of a variety of natural resources. By the application of our faculties to these natural resources, we convert them into products and use them. This process is necessary in order that life may not run, or that life may run, its appointed course. Life, faculties, production, in other words, individuality, liberty, property. This is man. And in spite of the cunning of artful political leaders, these three gifts from God precede all human legislation and are superior to it. Life, liberty, and property do not exist because men have made laws. On the contrary, it was the fact that life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that caused men to make laws in the first place. That concludes that reading. That puts in place a fairly decent rationale for explaining that the sovereignty of man is higher than the law that man writes. Any questions about that? Pretty neat.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with this guy's book. He's got a lot of information all the way up to socialism and stuff.
Wow. Well, that is an excellent insight there. And a way to put in place precedents, not of the type we said yesterday, but of something that precedes. Okay, let's look at the maxims. Judgment and decision. Now, anytime we look at these maxims, we got to be aware that some of them may be coming from the King's Bench or from statutory type environments. A judgment given by one who is not the proper judge is of no force and should not harm anyone. Now, think of those instances of the paperwork that we're doing with regard to secured parties. Okay? And when you get to the point, because they did not speak, that you prepare a default judgment, nihil dicit, and present it to everyone. There was no judge, but there was a proper judgment. People, do you understand
yes.
that, what I'm trying to communicate here?
Yes.
Okay. So the procedures of the court, if it's done under the procedures of the court, it is a proper judgment. Next maxim. The judge in his decision ought to follow the rule when the exception is not provided. Now, this is a little bit of a subtle way of maybe getting back to emphasis, an emphasis on the precedent. If you're not an exception, really an exception, this is saying, well, let's not make this decision way out and far different. Back in the early times, Justinian in Roman justice found that the magistrates in villages hearing information in similar cases would give dissimilar results. So it was his idea to write down the facts and the judgments so that there would become a means to provide, let's call it, equal justice under the law. So that one guy wasn't doing something very extreme for something that somebody else was not doing it as extreme. And that's how, sort of where the notion of precedence came in. But what we really came in were maxims. The maxim said, when this relationship exists, this is what you do. Viewing this as a maxim, the judge in his decision ought to follow the rules established when the exception is not provided. I would not have any problem with that. Nothing, another maxim, nothing in law is more intolerable than that the same case or matter should be subject in different courts to different views of the law. That's exactly what we were talking about with Justinian. The intention, count, foundation, and thing brought to judgment ought to be certain. Unreasonable doubt. Okay? There must be no doubt. When you're talking about certainty, you're not talking about doubt. He who determines, next maxim, he who determines any matter without hearing both sides, though he may have decided right, has not done justice. That's the structural and procedural defect. And could be a fatal flaw. You know he guessed right on the answer. It's still wrong not to hear both sides.
Well, what about a judge that will not look at papers and slides it back across the bench to you? Is that the same thing? Or could be considered?
Papers.
Documents that
we're,
have been...
We're working on authority of law, which you must be able to present it in a way that must make judicial notice.
Okay.
In other words, if you say if it's something that you want him to introduce, if it's evidence, you have to have a means to submit it as evidence, declare it as evidence, and make certain it's viewed as evidence. Then he really can't keep it out. Or if, some of this is their documents or things that you sent them and they just don't want to look at it. No, I don't think they should really treat it so willy-nilly. You have the perfect case. I know of a case where somebody was never served an eviction notice and evicted from his house. One justice of the peace felt that was wrong, and another one accepted it. Where is equal protection under the law? Mm-hmm. When that sort of thing can happen.
Yeah.
So, no, they should honor it. They should get their act together. And there should be remedy. And there will be. Any questions?
So it looks like I gave you an easy day.
Well, it is kind of easy. Judgment and decision. We talk about default judgments. Anybody have any idea what they are?
Yes. So the court remains solid, you win.
Well, it's not, yes. That's when the other side remains silent.
Okay.
The other side, the other party, the plaintiff and defendant, you know, one of them didn't
yes.
respond. They don't think of it in terms of the court itself remaining silent. The court was not silent. The papers were flowing.
Okay.
Okay?
I see. Yes, I see.
You don't want to say, well, the court didn't happen. No, it did.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing on the fact that that really was a properly commenced judicial proceeding, and it ended properly. It wasn't pretend. But the other part of it, you were able to get the nihil dicit. No words. Now, one thing about nihil dicit that you need to understand is it is probably the most powerful judgment in the system because it's clear cut. If you owed money and they failed to answer and prove that you owed it, you literally could issue a default judgment nihil dicit. And then when the other party took you back into court to get to say that was wrong, it can't stand. I have seen court cases where the judges didn't heard it and then looked at the party and said, but you failed to speak. Case dismissed. And he was not able to collect what he wanted, what was rightfully his. So acquiescence is very strong. He should have responded. Ask for more time. Get witnesses. Renegotiate. If you're the party that's being damaged here.
So a nihil dicit should work in any system?
I'm not sure what other system we're talking about.
Well, in statutory...
Well, it is statutory pretty much, but we're talking about failure to speak, nihil dicit, no words.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask for words and they were granted the grace period in which to speak,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty fair. It really is pretty fair. I would think that even in a criminal case, if you failed to speak in your own defense, that didn't go into that here today. If he doesn't hear both sides, what if one side refuses to speak? Jesus refused to speak before Pilate. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But he was given the opportunity to speak.
Okay.
So, not speaking isn't necessarily the clear test. Not hearing. What if he refused to speak? Like the Fifth Amendment. You're not allowed, don't have to incriminate yourself. Have you ever got on board yet, Timothy? We know you're there.
He may be able to hear, he just can't speak.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Go take a nap.
All right. Well, thank you, Chaplain Raymond.